When food doesn't taste right anymore. Hi there. Welcome back to our Monday series, The Food Memory Connection. Last week, we talked about cooking for one without giving up. Today, we're addressing something many of you have mentioned but rarely gets discussed openly. What happens when food just doesn't taste right anymore? Maybe your favorite coffee tastes bitter. The chocolate you've loved for decades tastes like cardboard. Everything seems bland, or worse, metallic and unpleasant. You're not imagining it, and you're not alone. Why food tastes change as we age. Your taste buds aren't what they used to be, literally. Starting around age 60, we begin losing taste buds, and the ones that remain become less sensitive. By 70, you might have lost up to 30% of your taste receptors. But age isn't the only culprit. Medications are the biggest offender. Over 400 common medications can alter taste, including blood pressure medications, antibiotics, antidepressants, cholesterol medications, chemotherapy drugs, thyroid medications. Dry mouth xerostomia reduces taste dramatically. Saliva helps carry flavors to taste buds. Less saliva means duller taste. Many medications cause dry mouth, creating a double impact. Health conditions like diabetes, kidney disease, sinus infections, acid reflux, and even COVID-19 can temporarily or permanently alter taste perception. Dental problems including gum disease, poorly fitting dentures, or oral infections affect how food tastes. The emotional toll nobody talks about. When food stops tasting good, it's not just inconvenient, it's a real loss. Food connects us to memories, culture, comfort, and joy. When that connection breaks, it hurts. You might find yourself avoiding meals because nothing appeals, losing weight unintentionally, feeling isolated at social meals, everyone's enjoying food you can barely taste, mourning the loss of favorite dishes, worrying something's seriously wrong. This grief is real and valid. Food is one of life's reliable pleasures, and losing it feels unfair. What you can actually do about it? The good news. There are practical strategies that help many people adapt. 1. Talk to your doctor first. Some taste changes are reversible. Your doctor might switch you to different medications with fewer taste side effects. Treat underlying conditions, sinus infections, acid reflux, oral thrush. Adjust dosages. Recommend supplements if you're deficient in zinc or vitamin B12. Don't skip this step. You might be suffering unnecessarily when a simple medication change would fix it. 2. Boost flavor without adding salt. When food tastes bland, the temptation is to dump on salt. But too much sodium creates other health problems. Instead, use herbs and spices generously. Fresh herbs, garlic, ginger, curry powder, cumin, rosemary, basil, go bold. Add acid. Lemon juice, lime juice, or vinegar brightens flavors dramatically. A squeeze of lemon on vegetables, fish, or chicken makes everything pop. Try umami boosters. Parmesan cheese, mushrooms, tomato paste, soy sauce, low sodium, miso. These add deep, savory flavor. Roast instead of boil. Roasting vegetables and meats intensifies their natural flavors through caramelization. 3. Change up textures. Sometimes when taste fails, texture becomes more important. Experiment with crunchy additions, toasted nuts, crispy vegetables, creamy elements, avocado, Greek yogurt. Contrasting textures in one dish, soft and crunchy together. 4. Combat dry mouth. If dry mouth is contributing to taste problems, sip water constantly throughout the day. Suck on sugar-free candies or chew sugar-free gum to stimulate saliva. Use a humidifier at night. Avoid alcohol and caffeine, both worsen dry mouth. Ask your doctor about artificial saliva products or medication adjustments. 5. Eat with others when possible. Even if food doesn't taste great, the social aspect of meals still matters. The conversation, connection, and routine can make eating more appealing even when taste is diminished. 6. Focus on nutrition over enjoyment, temporarily. This sounds depressing, but hear me out. If nothing tastes good anyway, you might as well eat what's healthiest. Smoothies packed with nutrients, simple proteins, vegetables you know are good for you. When taste returns, and it often does, at least partially, you can enjoy food again. For now, you're fueling your body. When metallic taste takes over. Metallic taste is particularly common with certain medications and chemotherapy. Strategies that help. Use plastic utensils instead of metal. Cook in glass or ceramic, not metal pots. Rinse your mouth before eating. Try tart flavors, lemonade, pickles, citrus, which can cut through metallic taste. Eat cold foods, less metallic taste than hot foods. The grief is real. If you're mourning the loss of enjoying food, that's legitimate grief. Don't let anyone minimize it with, at least you're healthy, or, there are worse problems. Yes, there are worse problems. But losing one of life's consistent pleasures, especially when it connects to memory and comfort, is genuinely hard. Give yourself permission to feel sad about it. Hope for recovery. Here's some encouragement. Taste changes aren't always permanent. Many people find taste gradually returns after medication changes. Adaptation happens. You learn to enjoy foods differently. Some flavors remain strong even when others fade. Sweet often persists longer than salty. Creative seasoning can make food appealing again. Our shared wisdom. Have you experienced changes in how food tastes? What strategies have helped you adapt? Have you found specific foods that still taste good when others don't? Your experience could help someone else who's struggling. Next Monday, in part 7, we'll explore the grief plate, when favorite foods carry painful memories of loss, and how to navigate eating when food reminds you of people you've lost. Until then, be patient with yourself. Your taste buds might be changing, but your worth isn't measured by how much you enjoy dinner. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn, founders of Canadian Senior Moment.